The Free Software Foundation needs young people on its board. Jerry Sussman and Hal Abelson and me, I mean, that's people who've been around a long time, and we're all respectable characters, but young people need to sit on that board, and they need to inherit the foundation. And Richard is 54 years old, and he needs to think about those questions, too. So in that sense, I don't make the foundation board weaker by stepping away from it. Every single lawyer in the Software Freedom Law Center, all six in the United States, one in India, two part-timers in Europe, every single person in the Software Freedom Law Center worked on FSF matters last year. So for me to be called general counsel and all those other people actually to be doing the work also doesn't make a lot of sense. The right answer is SFLC is counsel to the Free Software Foundation. And whoever it is who succeeds me in one board seat or who succeeds other people in other board seats as the next year rolls by will be people who will be young people governing a movement which will increasingly belong to them. I think this is all to the good. Meantime, I have two other things to do. I've got to go back to full-time teaching at Columbia this fall, which means that I have to at least reallocate some of my hours. And I have to keep full-time running the Software Freedom Law Center, which, as a young organization, needs to be looked after with a level of commitment and perseverance that precludes sitting on other people's boards and spending a lot of time thinking about other people's governance. So for the good of all the organizations, and in the hope that I might eventually go back to not working all the time, I think this is the step that has to be taken and the right time to do it. We have spent an enormous amount of time and effort on GPL3, all of us. We can see that this is going to be a successfully completed project. And it's when you have completed major work that it's time to reshuffle an organization's top management in a positive way. So I appreciate people's concern, and I want to take every opportunity I can to allay anybody's nerves, right? There's no split going on. Richard Stallman and I are, as far as I know, colleagues to the end of the chapter.